goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush, Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Welcome, my friends, to the Monday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour here on WABC. If you would like to be part of the program this afternoon, it's easy. We're easy. 800-848-9222 is how you reach us. 800-848-9222. Of course, a busy weekend, a busy start to this week. The Trump trial is, again, the Trump trial. That can mean anything. The one in Manhattan is underway. And, of course, you know that the judge has once again fined Donald Trump and threatened him with jail, blah, 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 blah. You're going to go to jail if you keep talking. And we shall see if indeed at some point, because I don't expect Donald Trump to be quiet. And I think that's a good thing. His First Amendment rights are being trampled on by this court. This case should never be in court. It is a disgrace that it is. This is the Democrat Party at work in their full fury and their full hatred to try to get rid of Donald Trump and make sure to do all they can. New poll out today, TIPP. This is a poll that I have a lot of confidence in. They have been right in so many of the national elections over the past two decades. They conducted an online poll taken between May 3rd and 5th, 1,264 respondents. Poll has a small margin of error, plus or minus 2.8 percentage points. Main question asked, head-to-head matchup, Biden and Trump. Choose between Trump, Biden, not sure, other, prefer not to answer. In that matchup, Biden comes out ahead slightly, 42 to Trump's 40, but the margin of error is greater than that. So it is a toss-up statistically. Biden's strength comes on a solid 86% support from his Democrat Party base. Now, Trump, interestingly enough, despite what you might read in some publications, has an identical level of support among Republicans. But Democrats generally see a higher turnout than Republicans. So that is a little... Now, let us see. Kennedy gets 12% of the overall vote. He takes some from Biden and Trump. West and Stein have 1% each, little impact. Kennedy attracts 9% of Democrats, 7% of Republicans, but he really shows up with independents with an 18% slice of the independent vote. You know that the graduation, you heard Rudy talking about this, the graduation ceremonies at Columbia have been canceled. I can't add anything other than what Rudy has said. It was brilliant, of course. What's the real insurrection? Look at what is happening. Look at what continues to happen. I have a 12-page printout of some of the things that have happened on the college campuses between yesterday and today, including out at UCLA. And UCLA has hired a former police officer now as a director of safety after first complaints were that they did not provide safety for that initial incident that turned out to be a mini riot out there. Israel in the news. The Israeli army has told the Palestinians in parts of Rafah in the Gaza Strip to evacuate. They ordered 100,000 Palestinians today to begin evacuations from the southern city of Rafah, which indicates, of course, that they might be ready to launch their ground offensive there. A few hours later, comes word, Hamas says that it accepted the ceasefire proposal from Egypt and Qatar. You say, a ceasefire. Israelis don't know anything about this ceasefire agreement that I shouldn't say they don't know anything about it, but apparently they didn't sign on to it. And the Israeli army, well, the Israeli leadership is telling people, look, this is deception. It is deception. We haven't signed anything. The IDF, find that story in the New York Post, among other places. IDF says the ceasefire claims are Hamas deception and that the terror group agreed to softened deal. Israeli officials said the ceasefire deal Hamas claims to have accepted from Egypt and Qatar on Monday was not approved by the Jewish state and that it could be a deception by the terrorist organization. The stakes could hardly be higher at this moment. Israel is preparing to launch an offensive in Rafah, the last stronghold for Hamas. And, of course, we had reports that Joe Biden was instantly on the phone with Netanyahu trying to bully him into not doing this. Why? Because, of course, his pro-Hamas Democrat Party is in chaos here in the States over it. And they view this as a threat to Biden's chances in the presidential election. That's why. A dozen Republican senators have threatened the International Criminal Court with sanctions if they move forward with filing an arrest warrant against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or other Israeli leaders. The International Criminal Court reportedly is considering a warrant for Netanyahu's arrest. They've been considering this for weeks. War crimes. And Tim Cotton, one of those senators leading the charge on this, says you target Israel, we'll target you. You have been warned. So that is something else that is in play. Yes, we go through a lot of the headlines fairly quickly. I just give you the bottom line of the stories. No need to get into the blah, blah, blah of it. Here's the bottom line. So that's the way, because there's so much news. Of course, some stories we do spend some time with. There is a very interesting story I hope to have time with something going on in California. There's a case that is before the California Supreme Court. Taxpayers. You know, folks, anybody that has studied California politics, even glanced at it, you know that they're real big on referendums. Referendum for this, referendum for that, referendum to get rid of plastic bags, referendum to get rid of bottle tops if they don't like them, referendum to do this. Well, there's a referendum in California now that says pretty much, and I'm paraphrasing it, you want to raise taxes, you got to get the voters' approval. The voters have to vote on increased taxes. You can't just, they want to take away the power of taxation from the hands of the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party has a supermajority in California, and put it in hands of the people that are being taxed. You have to agree to your own taxes. Now, what is the Democrat, let me just find the story. Because this is a hilarious story to me. I have to find it. And the Democrats are having a cow. Here it is. I found it. California Supreme Court to rule on high stakes battle over ballot measure restricting tax increases. Comes from the Los Angeles Times today. The battle between business and labor is headed for a high-stakes showdown at the California Supreme Court this week over a ballot measure that would tip the balance of power. That is a very interesting phrase. A ballot measure that would tip the balance of power at the state capitol. The court, 2 days from now, on Wednesday, will hear oral arguments on the legality of an initiative backed by business interest in the state that strips the state legislature and the governor of the ability to increase taxes. It requires statewide voter approval before taxes are raised. Now, remember this party. These are the people that walk around. They put these phony little slogans on their newspapers. Democracy dies in darkness. They run around, their little pundits run around on TV complaining that January 6th almost crashed America's fragile democracy. Oh, it's just teetering on the edge. And that little group of protesters that went into the Capitol, they almost crashed the whole system down. And they pretend that they believe that. And if you just think about the absurdity of it, that no matter how bad some of these protests were, these vandalism. Yeah, some guy putting his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk and walking away and stealing stuff. Some other miscreants vandalizing the building just a bit, breaking a few windows. Yeah, that's going to crash down the entire democracy. There was nothing that those protesters could have done that would crash down the entire American system of government. Hence, and by the way, the DOJ has spent 2-3 years now arresting every single person they could find, even grandmas that went into the Capitol to pray, because that was a threat to democracy. But now you have real, quote-unquote, democracy. This is one of the clearest examples of democracy you will ever find. A ballot to say, if you want people to pay more money, the people that you are demanding pay more money have to vote on it. That's pure democracy. That's government by the people. Right? So listen to this. In the Los Angeles Times, the proposal has alarmed Democrats, unions, and their liberal allies. This is out of one of the biggest liberal papers in the world. The proposal to allow taxpayers to vote on whether they should have their taxes raised has alarmed Democrats, unions, and their liberal allies. The measure could limit state and local funding, hamstring the ability to generate new money for programs, and make it more challenging for the governor and legislature to offset a budget deficit in an economic crisis without slashing progressive policy priorities. So the measure has alarmed Democrats, unions, and other liberals because it takes away the power of the Democrat Party, of unions, and a bunch of liberals, and puts it in the hands of the people, the very people that they claim to represent. And that's why Gavin Newsom and the Democrats ran into the state Supreme Court to intervene and say, you can't do this, you can't do this. How dare you think that you idiots should have the power to decide whether any tax increases we propose are should be enacted. You people don't deserve to govern yourselves. We are your masters, and we will govern you, the peasants. That is the message. This is an amazing story. If the court, folks, if this California Supreme Court, and I do not expect them to, but if by some chance the California Supreme Court rules that taxpayers in California have the right to vote on any tax increases, and they put the power of taxation directly in the hands of the people who have to pay the taxes, This is a tsunami in American politics. For a change, I'd be standing up for California rooting. Birthday today. American singer, songwriter, guitarist, pianist.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds.
Great vocalist. Once you hear the voice, you know it's him.
She was a black
Bob Seger.
Big dark
eyes. And points all around. Born in 1945. Bob Seger, over 100 million records sold in his career. Here on WABC. 800-848-9222 is how you reach us. 800-848-9222. I'll tell you, I'm going to tease something that's coming up. Auntie Maxie is in the news. Auntie Maxie's in the news, and we'll deal with that.
Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on
when we get back.
In the summertime.
Hour is on the air. Attention Ditto heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Mary McGregor, born today in 1948. I've been cheating on you.
But that doesn't mean
I've been screwing around on you, pal.
And he knows he can't possess me. And he knows he never.
And you can't possess me either. Because I want two of you. I want my cake. And I want to eat it too.
Torn between two lovers.
Yeah. And there is a case of this in the news today, as it turns out. Keep the music right there. Fiance of Madison Bergman, the teacher busted for making out with a fifth grader, says the wedding is off. He says she cheated with a little kid. The devastated fiance of the Wisconsin elementary school teacher who was arrested for making out with a fifth grader has called off the wedding, one of his friends told the New York Post. Madison Bergman, her betrothed, Sam Hickman, were due to tie the knot in July, but the revelation of her sick love affair with one of her 11-year-old students has halted any plan of the flowery ceremony. It has been indefinitely postponed. A pal of Hickman said, it probably won't happen. Sam is really upset and heartbroken. He's embarrassed. He's pissed. His words, this is in the paper, not mine. He didn't deserve this. Everyone's pissed. Their words, not mine. The longtime couple's wedding page on the popular marriage website, The Knot, has been taken down.
But with everything
there's an F word in here that I can't use. And that's what he's feeling, pretty, you know, blanked up. That she cheated with a little kid. He's really, really hurt. Not talking about it too much, just like, this is blanked up. He's still in shock. Not only did she cheat on him, but she cheated with a little kid. Now that, my friends, talking about breaking all the rules, 24 years old. Not a bad-looking lady either. 11-year-old. Wedding's off. I guess torn between two lovers. One of them happens to be 11 years old. Feeling like a fool. Guy's looking in the mirror. How can it be that an 11-year-old has more... Never mind. ...to offer than me? Okay. Auntie Maxie's in the news. Representative. Democrat Party icon. Representative Maxine Waters. Claimed yesterday that Trump supporters are training... so that they can attack people if Donald Trump loses the election. She was on with this Jonathan Capehart. This guy's a columnist with WAPO. And, okay, you know what? Let's just listen to Auntie Maxie. Let's listen and hear what Maxine Waters says about you Trump supporters to Jonathan Capehart.
This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack.
I'm going to ask the president. I'm going to ask the president what he is doing to make sure America is safe if Donald Trump loses. All those right-wing groups, they're up in the hills somewhere. Which hills, Maxine? They're up in the hills somewhere. I don't know which hills, but they're up in the hills somewhere training. We don't know who they're training people. They're going to attack if Donald Trump loses. And I'm going to ask the president, Joe Biden, what he's going to do to protect us from all of those people. Folks, have you forgotten Maxine Waters is the one when Donald Trump was elected? Do you happen to remember what Maxine Waters urged her supporters to do? This is what Maxine Waters said to her supporters at an open-air rally.
One history to record that we stood up, that we pushed back, that we fought, that we did not consider ourselves victims of this president. You have members of your cabinet that are being booed out of restaurants, who have protesters taking up at their house, who saying no peace, no sleep.
No peace, no sleep. No
and
sleep.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Yeah, if that's right. If you see anybody from the Trump administration cabinet, if you see them at a restaurant, if you see them buying gas for their cars because we haven't made them get their electric vehicles yet. If you see them anywhere, you start some crap. You get people. You stop what you're doing, and you get a crowd to harass these people, to go after them.
This is Maxine Waters. And yet, she said, I'm going to ask Joe Biden what he's going to do. Because those Trump people have people training in the hills to attack us. You know, Maxine Waters, there were words that one could use that would try to describe the level of intellect that we're dealing with here. I'm not going to stoop to name calling. But this woman,
the Trump people are training in the hills. They're ready to attack us. They're in the hills.
Bee Gees, 1978. 18-week run. At number one. Soundtrack, Saturday Night Fever.
People are dancing in the hills.
Let's check in with traffic. Let's check in with Kim Komando. Your calls are coming up, 800-848-9222. You can call us from the hills. If you are training in the hills right now, you can stop, take a break from your training if you'd like, and give us a call. 800-848-9222.
Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly.
Heavenly birthday today for American songwriter and producer Otis Blackwell. Died on this day, 2002, from a heart attack. He wrote this one, folks. He also wrote All Shook Up, Return to Sender, Don't Be Cruel, Fever. You added up over the years Otis Blackwell's songs. Sold more than 185 million records. 185 million records. Including this one that always going to be identified. With the man with the 16-year-old bride, cousin wife. Yeah. There once was a girl from Nantucket. Why are you looking at me like that? There once was a girl from Nantucket, and she wanted to rent out her house. That upset some of the neighbors up there. There is a huge battle going on in Nantucket with locals renting out their very, very pricey and picturesque home to tourists. There are others up there, of course, who are trying to tell these people what they can do with their own property. And so it's headed to court. Well, not to court. It's an Article 59, which would legalize short-term rentals. This follows a bitter court battle between two neighbors on the island of Nantucket. So, the ruling in the court ruled that you can't use your home for short-term rentals, like, you know, Airbnbs. It's not zoned in a residential area. So some residents are up there trying to change it now. And that will happen, I believe it's tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow, Tuesday. They're going to have a big meeting, big powwow, in the Nantucket High School Auditorium to vote on Article 59, which would legalize residents of Nantucket, including that girl from Nantucket, to just say, well, okay, let's grab a few telephone calls, shall we? Let's go to Debbie in Staten Island. Debbie, welcome. You're on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Bo. Now, I'm thinking about this Maxine Waters. Why isn't she questioning the president that's in office now about the attack to our ally Israel and the wars going on between Russia and Ukraine? And another thing. If Trump gets arrested and goes to jail, then they better watch out because he's going to get more votes if he gets to talk to anybody in there.
Well, you know what? I don't know whether this judge has what it takes to actually do it. I'm fairly convinced that he does. And that he will just say, look, I've done all I can. I kept finding him $1,000. It didn't work. He talked up once too often, and so I'm going to toss him in jail. Now, if that happens, do you expect, Debbie, that Republicans will get behind Donald Trump, or will some of them say, oh, this is just over the top, too much, that's it, I can't vote for him? What do you think will happen with the voters?
First of all, the MAGA people, the people that are supporting Trump from 2016 will vote for him no matter what. As far as the Republicans concerned, the political realm, nothing would surprise me with them. They better smarten up, because Donald Trump is going to be in office in 2024. He's going to be elected. He's going to win. So they better smarten up.
All right. Okay. We'll see what happens here. Debbie, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's head over to New Jersey and catch up with Paula. Paula, welcome. You're on Bo Snerdley's Rush Hour. How are you doing this afternoon, Paula?
Yes, fine. I love your show.
Thank you.
You know, there's been a fallacy going on about referring to the students at these elite colleges as kids. Let's get something straight. First of all, these people are balls of fire with anger management problems. They are not patriotic. They are they have the potential of doing math, chemistry, physics, things that most of the people who are ordinary citizens are unable to master. So they have a tremendous amount of knowledge that can be really used in a good way or in a dangerous way. They are using it in a very dangerous way, because terrorists, they love that. They love to have people who would like to make bombs, who like to write all sorts of propaganda and lies. This is something that people should understand. These are not kids. They should be treated as a dangerous adults who participated in wrecking the lives of many people at that time, Jewish people as well as Christian people, who wanted a peaceful time to study and prepare and pass their exams. That's all.
Well, you have said a mouthful. You said a mouthful there, Paula. They are not children, except emotionally and in some cases from the perspective of their historical knowledge. And then many of them, sadly, are underdeveloped, despite the intellect in their given classes or their given area of study. And they are being used by the terrorist groups like Hamas. They are definitely being used as the propaganda weapon. Also true, they have disrupted the lives of people who wanted nothing more than to just complete their... You know, one of the things the Columbia president said was that a lot of the students that are graduating now were unable to attend their graduations due to COVID. So they didn't have that experience, and she wanted to make sure that they had the experience coming out of the college that they had worked so hard for. Well, now that's going to be denied. They're putting up some little phony, you know, in class with some classmate peers, kind of make-do ceremony for some of them. But it is not the graduation, for those that are interested in the pomp and the circumstance of a graduation from a prestigious or once thought to be a prestigious university like Columbia. Yes, they have disrupted lives. They don't care. They are selfish. They are single-focused. You heard this young woman that came out after the revolutionaries took over a building, and then she came out and demanded that the college feed them because they forgot to bring food. And they put it on the cut. Well, does the college want to see us dehydrated and die of dehydration? It's just like a little young drama queen in training. begging for food and water because they took over a building. What kind of mentality is that? Is that the mentality of a grown, mature person? Absolutely not. Of course not. But, you know, they will get away with it, many of them. Now, there are some schools I read. Ben Sasse is down in Florida, and they put out a statement to students that if you do this, you are banned from the, not one, not two, but 3 years. You will not be allowed to set foot on campus for 3 years. And they have had, from what I understand, very little disruption. They put their foot down. We're not tolerating the behavior. It is not acceptable. That's the way you deal with kids. We have to check in with Lou Dobbs. Of course, the Rolling Stones. On this day in Florida, Clearwater hotel room in 1965, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards worked out the guitar riff that would become the basis of this song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. He had purchased a Gibson Fuzz Box earlier in the day. One of the greatest all-time rock and roll songs ever. Began on this day in 1965.
Rush.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Birthday today, Robbie McIntosh, the drummer for the Scots, Scottish funk and R&B group Average White Band. This one was number one back in 1974. 1975, yeah, pick up the pieces. It's time, let's do it.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Rapid Phones.
Joe, what is on your mind this afternoon? Right to it, my friend.
Yeah, James, always the left, always accuses us of what they're up to. Just check out the Transition Integrity Program that calls for the left to take to the street if Donald Trump is elected president.
And you have Maxine Waters out here blaming, saying Republicans are out training in the hills. Thank you for the call. Connie in New Jersey, you are up next.
Hi, Bo. I just want to tell you when Trump was going for the election, Maxine Waters, she was yelling in the same tone. She says, I could just kill him. She says, unless you want to do it for me. And nobody has reported that. I thought that was very, very bad.
I'm going to have to look for that one. I don't remember. Wow, I'm surprised that one got past me. That was one. I'm going to have to go look for it. Thank you, Connie. Appreciate the call. Bronx, John, how are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, James. I hope you're doing well. I have a perfect word for Maxine Waters. She is a gutter snipe. She made her bones on the Rodney King riots back in L.A. She's never risen above that since that day. She thrives on controversy, and she's a barometer of what Californian people vote for.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you. What some California people vote for. You know, Northern California, poor guys up there and gals that live up in Northern California, still fairly conservative. And there's that little pocket, Orange County, where there's still a few conservatives left, too, out there. Thank you so much for the call. Linda, you are up next on WABC. How are you?
Hi, James. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, first of all, I must say, to begin with, it's such an honor and a pleasure to meet and talk to somebody of your caliber. My family, my friends, we all love you, and we think that you're the best on the air. So I just wanted to give you that great compliment.
lovely. You are thank you.
The music, your sense of humor, we love it. So keep doing what you're doing. Also, these trials and the Donald Trump, this is just unbelievable. They talk about a threat to democracy. Well, that's a threat to democracy. They think if he gets elected, what they're doing now, these trials, the behavior at these universities by these crazy people, that's a threat to democracy. They turn it around and, you know, blame the right-wingers. I don't want to say right-wingers, but the conservative Republican people. It's just unbelievable. And it's just, if people don't see that and don't wake up, I don't know. It's going to be, if he doesn't get elected, I'm going to say it's going to be too late for this country. And I hope that never happens.
Wow. Thank you. I know so many people that share your sentiment, Linda. This is, and we hear this every election cycle, but every election cycle seems to gain more and more importance for the preservation of this nation. Russ, White Plains, got to make it quick today, Russ. What's on your mind?
Sure, James. Dangerous adults call for police dogs, fire hoses, tear gas, and National Guard to be used on nonviolent student protesters because they're snowflakes that can't handle criticism. I think those are the dangerous adults. I think Paula sees terrorists under every bed. She has anger management problems along with a lot of callers here.
Paula's a sweetheart.
I know. So are you, James.
She's a sweetheart. Thank you, Russ. Oh, you mentioned the dogs. I have to mention this. We joked about this on Saturday. Somebody called in and joked and said maybe what Kristi Noem ought to do is go to the White House and snuff Joe Biden's dog, Commander, that keeps biting people because he's a dangerous dog. Kristi Noem today, there's a story that Kristi Noem said, you know what? Joe Biden's dog needs to be snuffed. Well, she didn't say snuffed. You joke about it, and then it's like The Simpsons. Viviana, you're up next. Got to make it quick. We're running out of time, darling.
Make it quick, right? Yeah. I want to salute the lawmakers that made it possible for the new squatter law. A lot of people don't realize that now a squatter can be charged with trespassing and criminal something or other. I forgot the name of it. So they no
Thank
longer
you.
Have to go to the court. God bless you.
God bless you too, my darling. And God bless each and every single one of you, your families, your loved ones. Love and gratitude for your being here with me and allowing me to be with you. God willing, we are back tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Until then, my friends, we bid you adieu. Bye.